Got Mike Smith on tap.
Yeah, no better way to kick it off than with the Hall of Famer and the all-time wins leader in the history of the Breeders' Cup. Well, he added to his Hall of Fame legacy 2 weeks ago at Belmont Park when he won 5 races on the program, and Mike is with us now here on HRN. Mike, appreciate the time, my friend.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, and happy to have you on board as always. All right, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat that I'm going to take a little credit for those 5 wins on Belmont Day because you were kind enough to spend a little time with me the day before and do an interview looking back on the life and career of Holy Bull. And the next thing I know, we do an interview and you go out and win 5 races. So, you know, I think I'm partly responsible.
Well, let's keep it going.
Well, I'll also apologize to you because I may have stopped that streak on you too, because you won 5 races. We were so busy getting ready for our broadcast, I didn't have time to handicap and bet many races, but I decided to make one bet on a horse by the name of Sadler's Joy in the Woodford Reserve Manhattan. Sadler's Joy finished 3rd, and that stopped your 5 race streak. So I apologize, my friend.
No, that's all right. He still ran well. He ran very well.
Yeah, and by the way, if you could have gotten 2nd, I would have had the exact of the trifecta and everything else, but hey, we're not going to get into that. Hey, well, listen, when we were talking about this in the first half of the program today, Mike, when a jockey has a day like that and you're winning 5 races, sometimes more, is it like a hitter in baseball or a quarterback in the NFL where you get into a zone and you just can't seem to do anything wrong? Does it work like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, somewhat, quite a bit, actually. I mean, your confidence level certainly shoots way up, but in saying all that, I mean, each horse is an individual, and they're all different, and you have to have the, you know, you have to have the trips to go along with the talent, and that day everything was just coming together, you know. That's why it's very difficult to do things like that. You don't see it, you know, done very often, although, you know, I've certainly seen it done before and seen it actually even more wins in a row before, but it takes a whole lot to go right to get something like that done.
Yeah, because it's not only you, but the other riders around you, and you were riding horses that were, you know, big contenders, so there's a good chance that somebody's going to try to keep you in a box or shut you off or whatever. So it's not the easiest accomplishment.
No, it certainly isn't, but, you know, I was well-mounted. I mean, I had some really live horses going in, and Bob and Jerry had them horses really primed and ready to run their race, and all we needed was a trip, and we got it. You know, we got it just about every time going out of there, of course, until the grass race, you know, when I hit the side of the gate leaving there. But other than that, I mean, it was just going incredible.
Yeah, speaking of those trips, Mike, that was one aspect of our discussion earlier in the program. When you're a hitter in baseball, you'll hear people describe being able to see the rotation of the ball or see the seams. That's how good they're seeing it. When you're winning multiple races in a day and things are going exactly the way they're supposed to go, do you start, even at your level, being a Hall of Famer, do you start seeing holes before they open up? And, I mean, is the race kind of slowed down for you even a little bit?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. When you're on a roll and you got your confidence level going up and you're really focused, man, you just slow everything down and you just see things, you know. And they're happening very quick. You know, it's crazy how easy you can see them sometimes when the things are going that fast. But when you're on a roll like that, your mind's clear, everything's going well, the horse is moving forward and it's responding every time you ask it. And it's just up to you to give it the trip at that point. And you know, like I said, things are just working out for all of them, really, you know, that day. So very, very blessed day.
Yeah, it was a very unique day, and it was a pleasure to watch those horses run so well, and you do such a great job. I was watching all the races from Ascot this weekend. I was wondering why you're not there.
Well, I'd love to be. Man, I tell you that, I've gotten the opportunity one time, it's been a few years back, to ride a race over there, and just, you know, I finished 3rd, actually, but a bit of a long shot, but man, I just enjoyed it so much and would give anything for a shot to get back there with a live horse.
We got to work on that. I'm going to start a campaign, Mike Smith for Royal Ascot.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that course suits you, and you know the racing's so good. I think you'd just be outstanding there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'd certainly love the opportunity to add that to my career. That would be amazing to win a race at Royal Ascot.
Mike, let's talk about a couple of the really, really top horses that you've been aboard, especially 2 weeks ago at Belmont Park. And we'll start with Songbird, who won the Ogden Phipps, that win in your end for the Breeders' Cup Distaff. She came back to the races, and she was all heart. Take us through that race.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much what it looked like. I mean, she really was. I mean, she was ready for that race. She broke extremely well. She left the gate really, really well, which she does quite a bit. She just seems to have a knack for it. I hope she keeps it up, you know, good Lord's willing. But she got away really well, was able to get away with you know, not too stiff of a first quarter of a mile. I mean, I was able to. I think it was 23 and change, I believe it was. In doing that, though, I knew there was a horse or two that could make a good early run at her. One was being to my outside with Karina Mia, and the other filly to my inside of Chad Brown's. And so I chose just to kind of stay off the fence a bit, just in case Karina Mia made an early run at me. I'd have some room to work with as far as getting over to the rail, and if the other filly wanted to move early on me, I'd rather her move to my inside so that I could continue to sit and wait than both of them move to my outside, mainly because she'd been off, coming off a long layoff. If she wasn't coming off a long layoff and she'd already had a race, I wouldn't have worried about it so much, but I just didn't want to have to move any sooner than I thought that I needed to. Been off 7 months, so I wanted to make sure and not do too much too soon, and it kind of just worked out that way where, you know, the filly run up to my inside, and I didn't have to move. I was able just to kind of let her run up there head with me, and it, of course, that made my filly engage just enough to keep her on the bridle. I mean, it worked out great, and then we headed for home, and when I asked her to run, I mean, she went ahead and got on by him, and of course, at the end, she was getting tired, but I mean, she was still, I hadn't had to get after her very, very hard, and she still won well within herself, and I was very proud of the way she ran. She got a whole lot out of that. I've breathed her since, and wow, she's come out of that race just unbelievable. Even better than I was hoping, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think after the race we talked about it a little bit, and even though she got late, I said that's going to really spell trouble for the filly she runs against next time, because that race is going to really propel her.
Boy, it should. Like I said. She got a little tired, you know, kind of blow just a little bit, but she recovery time was real good, come right back, and wow, I mean, that race has really, really moved her forward. I mean, I worked her, I think it was yesterday, day before yesterday, and then, I mean, she just floated around there and came off that track just full of herself, so we're happy with the way she came back.
Yeah, if you could put your finger on one thing, Mike, with Songbird, what is it that makes her so special?
Well, with all of them that are good, they have a lot of talent. They're fast, you know, but you can't just be fast. I mean, there's got to be, you know, you got to have a mind to go with it. And she's just so intelligent, so smart about racing. She's got it down pat, you know, even from the start to the finish. I mean, she gets in there and stands. She focuses a lot on herself, and she doesn't make very many mistakes, if any. So she's just extremely talented filly.
Yeah, the other grade one, or the other win in your end on the docket was the Metropolitan Handicap, and it is a grade one, and More Spirit just dominated the race, winning by 6 1/4 lengths. Take me through that trip and talk about More Spirit's win.
Well, here's a horse that's really on the improve. Every race, even from his first one where he was beat the first two times, they just got better and they got better and they got better. We got over to Oaklawn, and I mean, he just ran a dynamite race over to Oaklawn, went from there into the T-Sexton Mile there in Dallas, which you wouldn't think would be a way to get into the Met Mile, but it was a great move on Bob's part where he got even more confident coming out of that race and was able to win well within himself as well. And just was thriving. I mean, was doing really, really good. And when he got down to New York, Bob was just telling me how good this horse is doing. And I know he's talented. I know that there was more talent there than people knew. And I think he showed that day. He ran a dynamite race that day.
Yeah, simply tremendous. More spirit punching his ticket to the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. We're visiting with Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike, how about an update on the big horse, Arrowgate, who is awaiting Del Mar for his return? Have you gotten a chance to get out there and see him, and have you been aboard him in any of the morning workouts?
No, I don't get on him at all in the morning, but I've seen him. I see him just about every morning he's out there. I mean, he just looks like he's ready right now. He's doing really, really well. Full of himself in the morning, galloping really good and strong, and just can't wait for him to get back. I mean, he looks even better than last year, to be honest with you.
How hard is it to wait on him?
Well, you're just excited, you know, to get in those kind of races. But, I mean, it's just so fun to watch him, even if he's just galloping. You know, so even though you have to wait, it's just fun out, you know, it's fun being out there watching him. But it'll be about time for him to get back and get back to work. And, boy, I certainly can't wait. And I know his fans can. I mean, he's starting to really get a big fan base. And you know, Bob's just talking about how good he's doing. So I'm really excited about him coming back.
Yeah, and currently ranked the number one horse in the world. And, Mike, I think you would agree that ranking is justified.
I would have to say so. There's a lot of times, you know, you have arguments for these kind of situations, but I don't think you'd get much of an argument from anybody around the world right now, to be honest with you. After his Dubai World Cup, I mean, it really showed him how good he is.
Yeah, that was pretty much every race he runs is exceptional, but that was in another realm, actually.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, well, Mike Smith with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, and Arrowgate awaiting that race at Del Mar in the middle of July before he makes his return. Mike, is that the San Diego? Is that right? Do I have it correct?
As far as I know, it is.
Yeah,
That's what they're going to point for, as far as I know.
That's a handicap, so you can eat a little bit extra.
There you go. That don't hurt either. Yeah,
not at all. Well, Mike, listen, we appreciate you being up early with us here this morning, and all the best moving forward. Thank you for always taking the time, and we'll catch up with you here soon, my friend.
Man, thanks for having me on. Hope to talk to you guys soon.